My name is Tully McCombs. I'm a sophomore at Interlake High School, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Temple of Lost Gods. In this excerpt, Grecia, the main character, has run out of the candles that keep her alive, and she's explaining what it means to be human to an unknown deity. I weep also for the dreams of my childhood, dreams I hardly remember, but that died in this hall. Dreams, old woman? What need have you of dreams? The voice sounded puzzled. Dreams cannot kill you, or even let you live. The old woman sighed the sigh of an ancient tomb. I am human, great one. Human's dream. Well, the voice hesitated. Tell me your dream, then, that I might guide you through this fading of the light. Grecia gazed up at the windows, coated as they were in shadows, like a word you can't take back. I was a bird once, she breathed at last, and I flew on wings feathered with the rustling of music. But while I soared, I was in the dark, forever and always lost there. One day, as I wandered, I passed through a place, and in that place was light, only for a few seconds. But then I flew on, so I had no choice, and glided out back into the black again. There was nothing, only a pause, as Grecia rested her head against the wall, fingertips tracing the leather mask. What are you holding, old woman? Came a question. The woman opened her eyes, looking down at her hand. It doesn't matter anymore, not while the light is failing. But what is it? Grecia gave a little chuckle. It is a mask, great one. I should not have touched it, just as I must not touch your altar. But I did anyway, for in that bundle was the last of the candles. There was a silence once again. At last the voice spoke. Your dream, you hold it very dear, do you not? Even now? Even now. You are my last believer. If you die when the lights go out, as you said, then so will I. I can be your silver bird, old woman. If you will ride my back as far as you wish, to all eternity and back again, I will be glad to carry you. And so when the lights do at last fade, I can carry you with me. To wherever gods go when they die, mused the old woman. To wherever heroes go. Tears welled up again in the woman's eyes, but she made no move to wipe them away. Finally, she answered, You do not know my name. No magic can be worked on someone if you do not know their name. The god sighed. Divine magic can have exceptions. I will carry you for as long as you like, as long as you have left, if you would have me, Grecia. In an empty temple of long-dead gods, there's a hall covered in fading dust. Crumpled against the wall on one side, bones broken by a nightmare's teeth, a strange smile on her face, is the withered corpse of an old woman. In her hands lie two candles on a square of silk and a small pool of melted wax. On the altar on the other side of the hall, beside a bowl of salt and another of nothing, a stick of incense, a feather, and a dried-out twig, rests a leather mask with silvered eyes and a bird's face, crying.